U.S. interest rates have gone up again. The U.S. Federal Reserve, America's central bank, has raised its key rate by a quarter percentage point to 3%. We asked some shoppers outside one of the big department stores in New York how they felt about this.
It affects me because it makes it harder to buy a house when it was already hard enough. We're struggling right now to try to buy a house, and we've got a credit card that we haven't been able to pay down in 4 years.
It's going to make it more difficult for people to purchase homes, to get business loans, or to get any kind of business loans.
Well, personal debt levels in the United States are at a record high. And Catherine Williams, a credit counselor based in Chicago, told me that every month between 15 and 18,000 people come to her group, Financial Literacy, for advice.
Consumers are coming to us in record numbers. The problems that people are bringing us are extremely complex. They've remortgaged and remortgaged their home, and they're still in debt, and now they're drawing out money out of their long-term savings.
What kind of impact is the recent interest rate rise going to have on the average American consumer?
On a $10,000 debt, they could see as much as of an increase of probably $12 to $15 a month on just one credit card. That doesn't sound like a great deal of money on a day-to-day basis. It has a huge impact because the other thing that's beginning to happen in the U.S. economy is that the minimum monthly payment is increasing. So instead of a 2% of the outstanding balance, consumers are now being told they have to pay 4%. So we've got a couple of things converging, and it's really going to stretch the average consumer that's having difficulty managing their money. This is going to be just a rock in their day-to-day budget.